A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America in Washington on Saturday, March 5th, 2022. This is a special edition of Live Talk, of the Live Talk show. I am Gibbs Dube.
And I'm Tanono Kawande.
Welcome to this third edition of our special Live Talk show. In the next few weeks, we'll be discussing with all stakeholders Zimbabwe's council and parliamentary by-elections set for March 26th.
Today, Zimbabwe's opposition Citizens Coalition for Change has held a campaign rally at White City Stadium in Bulawayo, and ZANU-PF is expected to hold a similar event tomorrow in Cholocho.
Several other parties, including the MDC-T led by Douglas Monzora, are this weekend also holding rallies in different parts of Zimbabwe.
Contestants for the 130 council and parliamentary seats are already promising voters a lot if they are elected.
Observers say these by-elections will give all parties an insight of what could be in store in the 2023 harmonized elections.
There have been some outbreaks of violence ahead of the by-elections. A Citizens Coalition for Change activist, Boneni Ngure, was stabbed to death at a rally in Kwekwe last week. He has been laid to rest.
Tune in right now on VOA Studio 7. You can also find us on all our websites, www.voaindebele.com, www.voashona.com, and www.voazimbabwe.com. We're also on Facebook, VOA Ndebele, VOA Studio 7, and VOA Shona. Ye, linga alichona njane, nda woni zonke zomhlaba. Lapa ke siku special edition live talk kusikona pa Washington DC. So one day siyawazi tisikalise ngefike peleo. Sitela abantu ukuthi siyabe silwe ihlelo lezi. So sesenze ihlelo zimbili lono restart. Ukuthi sichove sibone ukuthi siya ngapi. Ngoba lapho sikhuluma ngama by elections. Ma by elections isikhathi esiqhathekileyo ukuthi abantu bevote. So kuyavotwa eZimbabwe mhla ka 26 ngoMarch. Sikhuluma nje lamhlanje uthi umnumzana nesenjamisa kadele rally khona ngale White City Stadium. Sibona abanye bechibilika begida, abanye besenza konke lokho. Kuthi akukhulumile uchamisa ukuthi abantu kumele bebambane bengene kukhetho benqobe. So uthi ubulawayo uyaxolisa lokuthi kwaba lama candidates, ama double candidates kwezinye indawo. So uyaxolisa kakhulu. Sikhuluma njalo umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa kusasa uyecholojo, yakwazi echolojo. Kule ziqholo zezwane ngale. Singazi ukuthi bakuthini khona ngale. Unanga kwebuya. So sibona ke uDouglas Monzora labanye bakhankasa lawo. So amabandla akhankasa kakhulu. So utshela abantu ukuthi singaphi njalo lokuthi siyangaphi.
Chirongwa chindi cheche chitatu munema programs akagadzirirwa kuti titarise pamusoro pesarudzo dziri kuitika mwedzi uno musi wa 26 March. Mumasondo mashomanana ari kuyaya tichange tichikudzirai chirongwa ichi. Pamsoro pe zviri kuitika ne pfungwa dzenyu pamsoro pe nyaya dzesarudzo. Nasi batore Citizens Coalition for Change raita musangano wavo mukuru chaizvo muBulawayo, and kwanga kune vanhu vakawanda vanga vachifara, vachimba, vachiuruka uruka, vachitambira bato ravo vachifara pamusangano uyu. ZANU PF inotarisirwawo kuti mangwana ichaita musangano wayo kuCholocho. Tinenge takangomira kuti tione tigonzwa zvinenge zvataurwa ipapo. Mumusangano wanhasi kuBulawayo vachamisa vatsinidzira nyaya yekuti vanoda kuti vanhu vabatane, varamba nyaya dzekuti vanhu vaite zvokurwisana panguva yesarudzo inoiyi. Tichanzwa kuti mangwanavo ZANU PF ichapindura ichiti chinyi. Saka rekai tione kuti zvanhasi zvafamba sei. Tichataura nevamwe vatereri vedu nedzimwe nyanzvi mune zvematongerwo enyika kuti tinzwe kuti zvinhu zvakamira sei.
Yes, one day we've got Ellen Shiryetenga, who is the Citizens Coalition for Change secretary for elections. She is on the line from Bulawayo. Shiryetenga, good evening and welcome to the program.
Good evening, how are you?
No, very fine. You sound tired, so you were dancing as well at White City Stadium today?
Sorry?
You were dancing as well. You are sounding as if you're a little bit tired.
Oh, sure. I was.
Yes, tell us what...
celebratory mode.
Yeah, tell us what happened today and where are you as a party in terms of, you know, these by-elections?
The rally we had today was our provincial launch for the by-election. So as you are aware, we have by-elections here in Bulawayo, 8 for council and 2 for parliamentaries. So basically, we're launching the by-election campaign, and also as a party, you know, we took the president took the opportunity to explain somehow the direction we are headed to, and mainly on the election front to say, as for someone who is responsible for election, what really came out now is the issue that, you know, we're coming up with a new candidate selection process where we are putting citizens at the center. So whatever we do, be it candidate selection, will be, in future will be going to the people, getting their opinions, and the people are the ones who are going to give us the candidates. So basically, that was the main issue from my side. And also, of course, the electoral environment we are operating in, as much as we are encouraging the people to actually, you know, come out in numbers and vote for our candidates on the 26th of March. But also, you know, there are issues to do with the electoral environment itself. You know, looking at, you know, the incident like the one which was alluded to earlier, where we lost one of our comrades through, you know, was stabbed last week in Kwekwe. And the people that stabbed him are known. And also, you know, the violence around the electoral process itself. And also looking at, you know, the conduct of the security forces, the police, you know, bearing our rallies and in some instances arresting our people when they did their door-to-door campaign. And yet we are in an electoral period, people are supposed to be campaigning freely. And most importantly, the aspect of the Zimbabwe Electoral Commission, which is responsible for the administration of our electoral processes, there's a lot that is going on, primarily on the voters' roll. You know, the voters' roll, we are talking about is in chambers, and there's, you know, it needs to be cleaned. So those are some of the issues that we are looking at. We say, no, as a party, our president, Nelson Chamisa, was clear to say this time around we won't leave any stone unturned. We are going to look at all issues affecting our processes, our electoral processes, and we are going to make sure that there's remedial action that is going to, you know, is going to take place for us to have a free, fair, and a transparent election.
Thank you very much, Wande.
Pa musangano uyu wanasi chinhu chikuru chaitika ndechipi amai zvireading?
Chinhu chikuru chaitika ndezvokuti tange tichilaunja our by-election campaign yeBulawayo province. It was the launch of Bulawayo province, and vanhu vauya neuhwandu hwavo vauya zvounzwa kuti president wenyika, president vachamisa kuti vari kuti tii vafara zvikuru, vachamisa pavataura negwara rinowani remusangano kuti zvatisaimboita paya patange tiMDC zvakapera, zvokuti ndino makandidheti anosarudza nevanhu asi havadzokere kuvanhu, mamakandidheti havazivikani. Izvozvo zvatisaita zvatitaura napurezidendi ndezvokuti makandidheti achabva kuvanhu. Navanhu ndivachatipa makandidheti kuti toona kuti vanhu vacho vanenge vasarudza vanenge vachishandira vanhu zvane zvakanaka here. Ende futi vachamisa vataura kuti Bulawayo iguta redu, Bulawayo maindastri achashandi, vanhu vari kutambura, vanhu vari kufa nenzara, vana havachienda kuzvikoro nezvimwe zvinhu zvinofanira kugadzirisa izvozvo. Asi matangiro acho ndokuvhotera makandidheti edu ECTC ndiyo achashanda kuona kuti dhorobha redu reBulawayo richafamba zvakanaka. So ndezvimwe zvakakosha zvataura napurezidendi vachamisa izvozvo.
Mataura emini kuti mudunhu iri mune vari kukwikwidza vebato renyu 2 vekanzuru ne 8 veparamende. Pana vanhu vechikadzi here pavanhu vari kukwikwidza vebato renyu vesafa?
Varipo actually. Palavende i2 macandidates, 1 ndechikadzi Celestine Mahlangu ari kukwikwidza ari kupumula. Kwozoti kucouncil tine vakadzi 2 mume kuoda kuoda 18 kumagwegwe kozoita mume candidate yedu Billion Mlilo ari kucontesta ari kuward yekunjuve ndo vakadzi aripo izvozvi kukati kwedu asi kufamba mberi kuisemusangano weTCC takaumba commission inonzi gender task force ichagara pasi kuona kuti madzimai akawanda achapinda musangano ari kupinda musangano achakondesta maelections akawanda kuita makansela kana kuti maMP saka ndezvinezvo atiri kuona kuti vulawayo yezi tine bielections nevakadzi two but that's not enough tinofanira kuona kuti vakadzi vanouya unowandu hwavo togadzirisa zviri kunetsa zviri kudzivira vakadzi kuti vakondese maelections
mira ipapo mamai tiri kudzoka kwamuri Gibbs the electoral ERC and the
you're saying Zimbabwe Electoral Commission?
No. there is an organization that is working with ZESNY, and they are saying that they are very disappointed in the number of women who are participating, who are being picked to participate in the elections. And also there is another organization run by these young guys who are helping people to register to vote. And they are also complaining about the absence of youth and also about the absence of women. Now, we just heard from Amai Shriyedenga that they are very mindful of the gender issue when it comes to their parliamentary or council representatives, which I think, if it goes through, should please quite a number of people, because this has been an issue of contention over quite some time now.
So we wish to apologize to our listeners because we are not live streaming on Facebook pages, so there could be some technical error there. So bear with us. Maybe we are going to fix it as soon as possible. And also note that, you know, the rally in Cholocho was today.
Yes.
Not yesterday.
We got that
so,
wrong.
Not tomorrow. So apparently what is happening is many, many political parties are holding these rallies, you know, throughout the country. They're rallying for support. You know, this is the time people want to have as many, you know, rallies as possible.
Yeah.
So that they can get many, many voters. But what is very interesting is that they're using popular culture as, you know, an enticing point, which means they're using dance, song, and other things, you know.
But we have always been, we as Zimbabwean people,
they have taken it to another level.
Yes, we have always tried to cheer ourselves up. Even at funerals, you see this kind of atmosphere, the dancing, the singing, and all that. It's an expression of joy in most of the cases. So a rally can't be a rally without song and dance.
That's right. So hopefully we are going to get some more people to join our show right now. We are expecting some other guests as well, so that we can have a bigger kind of dish, you know, today.
Yeah.
So we're waiting for the ZAPU Secretary General, Tulisi Anana, and Regis Fusango, Charumbira of ZANU-PF, and several other people, I think, they're going to join us very shortly.
And we are still holding on to...
Yes, so, Shiridenga, akuchukuti, wena ngubona kwako sibili bona ngani, uhamba njani, umkakasweni, amafutshane sibili mo.
Umkhankaso wethu ohamba kuhle sibili siyabona ukuthi abantu nasi abantu bethu nxa bengena bekhankaso ezindlini lapha bayemukela ngothando and kukhanya ingani kulobuthaba kakhulu ngendaba ngodaba lolo olweyelo ukuthi sesiyiphathi eyelo sesiyiphathi entsha ngoba kukaningi abantu esitshela ukuthi bakithi sesidinwe ngephathi leyo okuthiwa yi-MDC. I-MDC sokungani njengokhuma omnye ugogo kuze wathi i-MDC ingani yaloywa atisakwazi ukuthi kwenzani vele akusokuyingqaba ngoba sokulama MDC amaningi liyasi-confusa lapha besihamba khona abantu vele bebekhonona kakhulu but sese sicalisa idaba lelo yokuthi hhayi thina sesiyiphiphisiyo sesihamba ngeyelo abantu bazithakazekela nxa singena bazithembisa njalo ukuthi bazasivotela and njalo nxa sikhangela ikakhulu ukuthi ama-candidates ethu lawa iningi labo waphuma ephalamende kumbe ekhansilini ngokuqothwa ngumonzura so abantu bazondile kakhulu ukuthi kanti thina savotela abantu waphongukuphonga uthutha umuntu nje waphonga uqotha abantu bethu so manje khathesi umuntu enalowo ngeke ehambe ekhode sesithi ukhetho lo lama-by-election kale ngithi kanti abantu babuzihlampi kwenzakanani
but
abantu bazivisele ukuthi bazaguguma ngobuningi
babozivotele
njengebandla
lesiyakuzwa kakhulu kuthi sithathe-ke ubaba umthulisihana na ongunobhala jikelele webandla lezaphu. Welcome to the program, Mr. Mthulisi Hanana.
Thank you so much, Mr. Dube. Good evening.
Yeah, good evening, sir. So, ZAPU is participating in these elections. So, we are seeing you guys doing in the Cholocho, doing in Lupane, and now we are doing door-to-door campaigns. Is that an effective strategy of campaigning? And just give us your kind of take on the by-elections, very briefly.
Yeah, our strategy of campaigning has always been to take the party to the grassroots, and that is what we are doing. And our target areas have always been two. One, we are targeting areas where ZANU-PF seems to be doing very well with minimal opposition. And what we've been doing, particularly in Cholocho, we have been going from village to village, homestead to homestead, canvassing for support and for votes. Because one of the things that the people of Zimbabwe lack, they lack a direct feel and contact with the leadership. We needed to hear what the people expect from us. We need to have a one-on-one engagement, something that we cannot do and achieve when you are having rallies. And I think it's paying dividends. I mean, today we were told that there's going to be a rally in Cholocho where the head of state was going to address, but alas, it didn't happen. And one of the reasons why it didn't happen is because the people in Cholocho have believed and understood the message of ZAPU, and they are prepared to ditch the ruling party in favor of ZAPU, which is the original party. So this is what we've been doing in all our wards where we're contesting, in all the constituents that we're contesting. We believe in taking the party to the grassroots. We're taking the party to the owners of the party. And the owners of the party are the individuals that support the party that come from the grassroots. So this is our strategy, and I believe it's working very well.
Yes, cela ufake ngesinto ukuthi lichova njalo umkhankaso wenu ngamafutshane khona baba.
Ithina njengoZaphu esikwaziyo ukuthi inhlangano yeZaphu, inhlangano zonke zepolitiki, umkantsho wazo ngabantu, yikho wendlela esikhankasa ngayo, yokuhamba sicela amavoti, sicela abantu ezabelweni, ezigabeni ababahlala khona nababaphila khona. Yikho le slogan sethu sikaZaphu sithi amandla kawayehle ayezabelweni ebantwini khathesi. Yikho sikwenzayo ukulanda abantu sikhulumisana nabo emathupha sikhanyelene ngamehlo ngoba kwesinye isikhathi sijele ukubuthanisa abantu kumarali sike sibatshele sikucabangayo singabaniki ithuba lokuthi baphendule kumbe babuze imibuzo kumbe basihlomise ngeminye imicijo basiphele ezikhalaza zabo lokuthi bakhangeleni kithi. Yikho sibona ukuthi kunxa sikhankasa kungcono sibalande ezindlini zabo, sibalande emakhaya abo, sibalande emagumeni abo. Yikho kwenziwa iZaphu, kuyasisebenzela. Khathi seCholocho nxa silandzelela bekumele umongameli weZimbabwe ongumholi weZanu la ukuthi ayenze irally khona ngale ukugqugquzela abantu bavotele iZanu. Kufadalela okuntu kwakhona kusaphuma indle kade behlele ngakho. Esinye sezizathu okwenze kwafadalala ukuthi abantu beCholocho sebeqile bathi bona sebefuna iZaphu ngabasafuna enye inhlanganiso okutshengisela ukuthi indlela esikhankasa ngayo ukukhuluma nabantu sizwisisana sixoxisana labo kuyasebenzela abantu bayakuvuma neZaphu abantu bayayithanda. Ngaphambilini iZaphu ingani kayibonakali kuhle khathesi hhayi singeni lesibili emagumeni abantu basamukela kuhle.
Siyabonga kakhulu ke Wande ngena khona
pho kwethu. What problems are you facing in your campaign, Mr. Hanana?
I think primarily our first problem is that we are facing serious intimidation of our supporters by the regime. A lot of our members are being intimidated by the suspended state agents, and at times even by the police. But in Matsau, we've actually had a conversation and an engagement with the officer commanding Matpau. They've also had an engagement with the governor, the Minister of State for Provincial Affairs, to say that they must allow our people to campaign and to support ZAPU freely. I think that is the chief problem that we're having. Another problem that we're having is that there is people that were in ZANU that have defected and they have come to ZAPU, and now there's a feeling that they are going to perpetuate the manukon, the violence that they were doing when they were in ZANU. So what we've also done is set a program of reconciliation, conflict resolution within the community, so that people can understand that the people are when people come to ZAPU, some of them are sorry, they are remorseful, and ZAPU does not tolerate violence. So, and above all, the major challenge is that, remember, ZAPU has always been self-funding. It is funded by the individuals that contribute their money, that sell their chickens, hens, and goats to make sure that the party moves. And unfortunately, for all constituencies, you need to use a lot of resources and a lot of capital for you to cover a lot of ground. So that is one other biggest challenge that we have. So if there is listeners that are listening, if you want to see the ZAPU campaign going forward, I'll appeal to you to get in touch with us, find a way of supporting and assisting this movement, because for us to cover much ground, we need resources. But other than that, we are doing extremely well.
Thank you very much, and stay on the line. We are now joined by Mr. Regis Musango Charumbira, ZANU-PF North America. Welcome to the program, sir.
Thank you.
So now, let's talk about the by-elections. Now, it appears as if there was violence last weekend. One person died, you know. So, at the end of the day, what is going on in terms of this kind of, violent activities?
Yes, I think we have the law and order. In our country, we got the police who are there to serve and protect our citizens. And as far as we are concerned, we know that the police have arrested all the perpetrators and they are still looking for more. And they will get down to the bottom of it, because no life should be lost, because somebody has gone to a political rally of his choice. And the government and the party also welcomes and supports the police for the decision that they are making. And yes, for sure, we don't need the political violence during our campaigns, whether violations or whatsoever. Any political party that wishes to campaign, they should freely campaign. The president assured that he's a listening president. He'll be listening to the citizens of Zimbabwe and also adhere to our constitution, the constitution of the Republic of Zimbabwe. So let people go and affiliate with which party they want to affiliate with. Let them go to any rally of their choice. And there should be no victimization of our citizens. And we really condemn the violence that happened in Kwekwe, where it embroiled both political parties, as far as I know, that we saw the CCC people kicking and beating those that were believed to be champions. And at the end of the day, somebody died. And that was in those circumstances. That is very uncalled for. We are a new republic. We condone any acts of violence, and that should not continue. As we continue with our by-election, we want a free and fair by-election. We want a free and fair result, so that
thank you.
Nobody is going to accuse any other political party.
Thank you. And the point of correction there, it seems as if the person who was beaten to death was allegedly beaten to death by ZANU-PF activists. We are going to come back to that point later. Hey, Wande?
Yeah, vacharumbira makadi nenyu.
Ndiripo makadi?
Ndiripo hangu. Nyaya ye mirijonga irikuitika ye. Kana takatarisa kuti bato re ZANU-PF ndio ririkutonga, ndio hurumende. Mapurisa achipomerwa mhosvayo kuti vano favor bato riri kutonga, havasi kuita zvinhu zvavo samutongi gaba unofanira kusunga vanhu vanenge vachikanganisa. Ichi chinhu chiri kubhilivhwa navanhu vazhinji munyika. Pane chamuri kuita imimi sebato here kuratidza vanhu kuti zveshuwa mapurisa aya mapurisa evanhu asiri mapurisa ebato? Chii chiri kuitwa nenyaya iyi?
Ndinotenda zvikuru. I think makava va Christopher Muchangwa, spokesperson weZANU-PF, vachitaura voga. Vachiti mapurisa ari kuvaaccuse kuti vari kusapota opposition political party. I think ipapo ndo patinoona kuti yes president vakati promise democracy and mapurisa ari kushanda under a democratic government nokuti mapurisa they are an arm of a government and kana vachinzi vari ku supporta party isiriyo inenge ichitonga to me ndinoona ini ndichiti zvinoratidza kuti muZimbabwe tine a free country where vanhu pavanhu vachichuza asivo servants and cetera vachichuza kusupporta zvavanenge vachida kusupporta zvasiyana nenguva iya yainzi mapurisa ndeegandee ZANU-PF mapurisa masoja ndee ZANU-PF I think makanzwa chamisa achitaura achiti masoja ndeedu mapurisa ndeedu zvese ndezvedu handidi ndizvozvo vamunanga uga vakambobudawo vachitaura vachiti we are the government we are the police saka I think as a citizen womuZimbabwe unofanira kunge uchinakidzwa nepolitics dziri kuitika kuZimbabwe nokuti zvinotaridza kuti tine nyika inoinonzi democracy kana wawa kuti iwe kuZimbabwe
asi vanhu vari kufa vacharumbira vanhu vari kurohwa vachifa tisingambotarisi kuti ndiwe bato ripi sei vanhu vachirohwa vachifa nguva yesarudzo ndo pane nyaya ipapapo
ndizvozvo ipapo pane nyaya ndopatiri kuti isu kana vachamisa vachiti mapurisa ndeedu vamunangagwa vachiti we are the police we are the government saka tiri kuo ndozvo ndiri kuda kutsinidzira ndichitaura ndichiti kana pachirohwa vanhu vachifa then why then vanhu vachizoblema ZANU-PF why iwo mapurisa achona ari iwo ari kuita law and order mapurisa haana kupuwa order nezanupf kuti indai munorova murege vanhu vachirohwa mapurisa anofanira kuita basa ravo as an independent part of arm of the government ende saka kuri kuti vanhu ngavableme mapurisa nokuti basa ramapurisa nderekusevha vanhu mapurisa akatadza kusevha vanhu sei parani iyoyo ndo pane nyaya ipapo
thank you very much. Let's go to Ellen Shiretenga. Miss Shiretenga, just a few words before you go. You know, just a few words.
Indian is not on Shamita's Kuta Uraka. Kuti, I don't know, Kuti, you know, Kuti, where do some people live? Really, Jacket knows Azakaita Kukwekwe. Ndokunoto rinye police report yakato nyora ni mapurisa indicating kuti vanhu vakauraya munhu mute last weekend vanhu vezano and they even arrested them they even confirmed kuti no their cards are ZANU-PF and if their cards are ZANU-PF what were they doing right in the sorry TPC and the mapurisa akatoita basa ravo. Yes, mapurisa, this is why vachamisa achitoti mapurisa ndeevanhu meaning kuti they watch for the people mapurisa maservants evanhu they supposed to deliver and paissue yekukwekwe they delivered because they apprehended mapetepetas asi that is not enough because kune zvimwe zvinhu zviri kutoitika zveintimidation we know very well kuti vanhu vakatorambidzwa kuti vaende kunochema mbonyeni even kuburial yezuro toziva zvakatoitika ikoko so these are the things that not yes mapurisa vanoshanda but they work to a certain level mapolitical parties there is an obligation nawo to do the right thing kana macandidate achisaina manomination papers avo kuzekuko vanotosaina ne code of conduct where they are supposed to conduct themselves in a manner which is not violent which doesn't deprive one of my human rights are. So clearly, kune zviri kuitika, and ZANU-PF should accept responsibility, ne zvakaitika uko. And as a matter of fact, when Mnangagwa says, no, we are the government, we are the people, what he literally means, kuti they control. They are forcing mapurisa to do what they want. Because
yes,
this is where we are. Meaning that they are claiming something, which is very wrong.
Yes, yes, we hear you. So, posele ukugcina mama hobe sizihambela siyabonga kakhulu posele ukugcina amafutshane sibili Shiretenga posele ukugcina mama ngesindebele
yebo hayi thina njengebandla lethu sizakhampena ngokuthula and njalo sizaqhubeka silokhe sikhuthaza abantu bethu ukuthi nxa bekhampene bekhampene ngokuthula siyabubona ukudamudamu lobobukhona abantu bethu bayachaywa khathesi kulomunye wethu obulewe sizaqhubeka njengebandla sizama lathi ukubona ukuthi hhayi ipolitical environment le ihamba kuhle njalo sizayisiza sizacela namapolisa ukuthi basebenze ngemfanelo besebenze ngeprofessionalism njengalokhu abakwenze khwekhu ukuthi laba bantu ababulala engongeni baboshwa lamapholisa babhala i-statement sabo amapholisa ayenze imisebenzi abathi labo bayenze imisebenzi yabo esiyelelo kwezinye indawo kwezinye indawo hhayi siyabona ukuthi kube kusilela siyahlala njalo sikhuthaza amapholisa ukuthi besebenze ngemfanelo
siyabonanjalo
khathesi nxa sikhalulela ama-rallies ethu nala nxa si-aplya uzabona ama-conditions angikhona uzothiwa ye akulatetoyi akumelanga sithala abanye abantu abavela kwezinye izigaba kodwa izani iyavunyela ukuthwala abantu ngamabhasi ayi-84 besiye egogwe kumbe besiye emarondela kodwa thine kasiyalela so ngezinye izinto esithala ngazo ukuthi hhayi ezimanje ezamapholisa kwezinye indawo basebenza kuhle but siyabe sikhuthaza njalo ukuthi bebesebenze ngemfanelo bengabandlulula
ye siyabonga kakhulu mama siyabonga sibili ungadinelwa kusasa singasihambela nje uyephumula ngiyabonthi namhla belisebenza kakhulu. Thank you so much. Now, Ellen Chiredinga is leaving now.
Mm.
So now, you still remember that Mr. Chamisa and his party,
yes,
had this kind of rally in Bulawayo. I think we've got a clip on that kind of situation in Bulawayo.
Let's look.
Imagine that they will not be able to announce the vote and they will not be able to refuse the election result. Bulawayo, are you ready? Are you ready, Bulawayo? Are you ready, Bulawayo? But for us to have that election, we have said we need to have a pre-election, post-election pact. What is that pact about? Let us agree on what we are going to do with the election, the conditions that are supposed to be there. A voter's roll that is credible. Right to vote for people in Zimbabwe, including the diaspora vote. You can't be taking diaspora money in Jiva, are contributing a lot, but you are not allowing them to vote. Let everyone vote! And I want to take this opportunity to thank you in Jiva. Thank you for what you have done. You have kept Zimbabwe going, particularly here in Matabele and in other parts of the country. Siyabonga, siyabonga. Thank you. Thank you in Jiva. Thank you.
That is Mr. Nelson Chamisa in Bulawayo at White City Stadium. So he was saying a lot of things there. Okunye ngikwona ukukhuluma ngakho ukuthi kumele ukukhangela ukuthi ama conditions ukuthi kube lokhetho kungabe kumenjani. Kuzobuya le voters roll uthi manikiniki kuzobuya ke labantu ukuthi bevote ukuthi ke i diaspora vote iyafunakala kakhulu simzile futhi ibonga kakhulu injiva sithi injiva ziyasebenza anthu wathi injiva kwini yeah qhubeka khona po vote
yeah mashoko akawoma akakura zvikura bva kumutungamiri webato re citizens coalition for change vane from Chamisa pane zvimwe zvavataura vanga vachidavo kuti dene sarudzo yaita sarudzo yakasununguka asi vanewo shishikana zvikuru pamusoro penyaya yevoters roll. Nyaya yevoters roll yagara ine mutauro kwenguva yakareba kusvika pari zvino asi hatisati tanyatsoona kuti zvichazofamba sei asi vataura pamusoro pevoters roll kuratidza kuti havasati kunyatsofara nemamiriro azvakaita asi pakupedzisira apo paita zvokunakidza vanhu vazhinji zvikuru pavabvuma vakatenda vanhu vokuBulawayo nebasa guru ravari kuita munyaya dzebato ravo saka ndoona sokuti pavari zvafamba zvakanaka hazvo mumusangano wavo uyu.
So uvonge njiva. So now we are expecting callers to come in right now. There are several callers that wish to join the show right now and there are other people as well. So let's go to Mr. Mthunisi Hanana, just briefly. Mr. Hanana, we had Mr. Chamisa talking about the conditions for holding these by-elections, the voters' role and right to vote, the diaspora vote. So briefly, on those issues, 1 minute, can you give us your thoughts?
I think at ZAPU, we also have our own conditions that we want to speak into. As it stands now, we are also having a team of experts that are looking into the issue of the voters' roll so that we're able to give an informed position. Because what we are seeing now, you can tell that there is a lot of things that have gone wrong. Particularly now, we're told that the oldest living, oldest person alive in the world is apparently in Zimbabwe. And it's not only one, it's about 11 of them. Mm-hmm. So these are some of the things that we need to verify. And also we're seeing that people have had their constituencies for wards or polling stations shifted and moved. And these are things that seem to be affecting only opposition strongholds. So ZAPU are also concerned to say the reporter's role must be tidy, the reporter's role must actually be independently verified and audited so that we can say we have a proper reporter's role. But also it must be released, the reporter's role is going to be used for this particular by-election must be released on time because there's cut-off dates in terms of who is eligible to vote. So we are appealing to ZAC. When they were actually engaging them to say, give us the voters, what is the still time, so that we can go through it, audit it, and verify it, and see that everything is above board. And as far as the diaspora vote is concerned, ZAPU also believes that in as much as we have people that are in the diaspora, in as much as they are funding a lot of families, the reason why Zimbabwe is still standing and there is no chaos is because our hungry people are surviving on diaspora remittances. So if they are playing this particular role in the country, then they must also be allowed to vote. And that's what you must understand. ZANU has always said that they're not allowing the diaspora vote because of sanctions and they cannot go and campaign. But there is no sanctions in South Africa. I think ZANU, if they were genuine, they should maybe start with the countries where the majority of our people are based to say, okay, we'll allow diaspora vote, we have a trial run, maybe in 5-6 countries and we can grow from there. But ZANU-PF knows that everybody was not in the country besides their side gigs and beneficiaries. They've left the country because of economic meltdown. They left the country because of the problems of ZANU-PF. They left the country because they're being persecuted. And no one in their right sense of mind will vote for their persecutor or just like even Mugabe when after the coup. He said he can't vote for ZANU-PF because ZANU-PF was now persecuting him. The bulk majority of the people that are out of the country cannot vote ZANU-PF because of that.
Yes, I was going to say, one day, Sungha, we are going to sizo kuti uyatenda
vacharumbira ndisanda bvunza mbunzo wangu pane zvamukada kutaura here pa nezva pamusoro pezvamanzwa kubva nguva yamanga pachitaura nezvo.
Yes, I think tichitarisa na shoko anga chitaura nachamina chamisa kuvulawayo for the longest time tinoona isisi maonero edu ndekuti chamisa unocapitalize panyaya yetribalism achiita in fuel vanhu vekumatebeleland kuti vafunge kuti ZANU-PF ndo party inovavenga which is very wrong. But kana akawina maelections through that way zvinenge zviri okay to the people because vanhu ndo vachavhota. But as far as nyaya yediaspora vote yataurwa nevavo diaspora vote haugoni kuti iwe kuti vanhu ngaitangwe kusouth africa. Why would you do that? What criteria is that you are using? Akati South Africa ndo kune Zimbabwe ndega anofana kunge achivhota pa diaspora vote there. Saka that point is invalid. Thank you. Inda hanyi point
yeye. Yeah. Ndakachiuya kunyaya ye diaspora vote yamuri kutaura. Chinonetsa Zimbabwe chiko kuti ite zvinokutwa one dzimwe nyika kuti kodzero dzezvizvarwa zveZimbabwe, it doesn't matter kuti vari kupi, vawanevo kodzero yokuvhota zviri kuitika kumusha kwavo. Chii hachisiri chinhu chikuru ichocho chokuti hurumende yaifanira kudai yakachisa pamusoro pezvirongwa zvayo here? Ndiri kuti sei kusvika pari zvino 41 years after independence zvizvarwa zveZimbabwe zvinoshanda kana kuti zvinogara kunze kwenyika zvichitadza kuvhota, sei hurumende kana kuti bato reZANU-PF risina kutora nyaya yezvizvarwa zveZimbabwe zviri kunze kwenyika ikaiisa pamusoro pezvirongwa zvayo sezvainoita zvimwe zvirongwa zvainenge zvichiita munyika?
Nyaya yediaspora vhoti yakaiswa pachirongwa, isu takatoitavo, ndiritori umwe wevanhu vakapusha nyaya yekuti diaspora vhoti iuye kuno kunorth america kucanada nekuusa. Asi government yakapindura ichiti iyo vanhu vezhinji vari mugovernment vanokwanisa vafanika vari kupati kuzanupf vazhinji vacho vanogara vachiiswa pamasanction uye vamwe vacho vachirenewa masanction. Saka kana tikasa diaspora vote, isi seZANU-PF tinozouya sei kuzoita marallies nevanhu vedu kuno kunorth America. Zvinoteta kuvhuramukana weimwe party and not fair for the other party. Then also nyaya yekuti malogistics acho. Diaspora vote mukatasa in the world, kuti maZimbabweans anowanikwa kana kuthe smallest island yakaita kana seFiji. Ikoko kunoda malogistics yekuti tinoenda kuseti tinokambeira, because haisi nyaya yekungoti diaspora vote mabalots ouya movota. Panoitwa campaign seiri kuitwa maby election, vanhu vanofanira kuva free movement yevanhu. Mapolitical parties anofanira kunge ari free kumuva vachienda all over the world, kwese kwavanokwanisa kuita scout mavote vachienda ikoko. Right now economy yedu, budget yedu yatinayo haikwanise kutiite seizvozvo. Ende kana pane munhu anofunga kuti iye anoramba achiti zvinoita, ngaachitipa funda. Sagai mafanda, mutipe mafanda, tikwanise kuuya kuzoita izvozvo. So long we have the money, tarai neAmerica ibvise masanctions. Kana hivyo sama sanctions, voti pa loan yokuti, tokupa loan yokuti mara 2023, everyone is free, tabisa ma sanctions for a season. Chinda ya mno campaign. Ngawa ite sezo zo, MDC, ACCC, kiwi ya kuto campaign. Kana taa hiwa, taa hiwa. Kana taa wina, taa wina.
Thank you so much. Mm. Sile kuwala lapa, wande utalent Ndlovu. Ndlovu, unja nubaku? Talenta, yes, ya pila talent Ndlovu. Akakusu utu wanubona njanu ketolo loma pa elections. Ye uketolo mapai elections la eZimbabwe ulibona njani? Ye uyasizwa baba? Ye uyasizwa yini talent Ndlovu? Ye ungudube lapha e studio 7. Can you hear me sir?
Yeah,
yes, tell us tell to Luan Janu Keto Loma by elections. Yes, ya bona labantu bayalwa abanye bayabulalana into ezinjalo. Kumele kwenziweni? Kumele kwenziweni Ndlovu?
Ngihlale phansi kuphume kuqhakana njalo kumele kwenziwe futhi abantu yethume yenze kanjena nje.
Aha, so wena ubona kwakho ubona ngani ibadlele zazuza amasisi amaningi kuba election lapha yilipi?
Ah, nezeka akibhaphu
ukuchonga lipi
eish noma abantu bakhathelele inezwani
aha hayi siyakuzwa kakhulu baba sibonge kakhulu Ndlovu ungathinela kusasa baba akukhona isimpela viki
bo
Yes, siyabonga kakhulu. So that is Mr. Talent Ndlovu. He thinks that Zapu is going to get a lot of seats, you know. Mm-hmm. So maybe Mr. Mturiza and Asmali, because of that. So quiet, Mr. Wani.
Are we with Mr. Charumbira still?
Yeah, let's go to Mr. Mturiza Anana. Mr. Anana, so you heard somebody saying maybe Zapu is going to win. So what's your take on that?
I think he's seeing the work that we are doing on the ground, and it is apparent that we are going to perform better than we have ever performed in the past. But also, I want to look into the issue of the diaspora vote. Mr. Charumbira is saying here does not make any sense. I mean, we are tired of the rhetoric that sanctions are because the party that invited them and stuff like that. We know the cause of sanctions. ZANU-PF, by nature, is a violent party. The fact that doesn't respect human rights. And they cannot come here and tell us that sanctions were invited by anyone. I mean, how powerful is somebody to the point of inviting sanctions against their own government and America listens to them? I mean, it doesn't make any sense. And also, in terms of the issue of budget, I mean, if you were to understand the Auditor General's report and how much money is being embezzled by this particular government, you wouldn't even be raising the issue of budgetary constraints as far as running elections are concerned, because a lot of money in Zimbabwe is being embezzled by these very same people that are saying they don't have a budget or the fiscal cannot support a diaspora vote. So some of these things, I mean, let's be sincere, let's be genuine, let's discuss issues, not for the purpose of defending or politicking, but let's try and make sure that we speak to issues and articulate issues the way they are. And, I mean, there is no reason why we should punish the entire population of Zimbabwe that is out of the country simply because we have less than 100 individuals that are in the sanctions list and want to bargain against the voting of those millions against less than 100 individuals that are in the sanctions list. It's ludicrous. It doesn't make sense. Whereas for a party like ZANU-PF that claims to vote for one man, one vote, I mean, these are people that laid down their lives so that people can vote. But alas, all of a sudden, because they want to go to America, they then want to say, no, first remove us from sanctions, then we can campaign. There's many other ZANU members that have access to all those countries. I mean, like the Charumbira, I don't know which part of the world is in, but I'd assume it's not under sanctions. They can campaign from there. ZANU has structures all over the world. So the arguments that are being proffered by my colleague, I don't think they make sense. I mean, that's so that we push the show. But if we're sincere and we're genuine, I mean, there's all of the way.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you very much.
Mr. Anan, I wanted to ask you earlier, if your party is campaigning in all the provinces or you are restricting yourself to certain areas of the country?
What we have done in this particular instance for the by-elections, we are restricting ourselves to a few areas. But in the past, you know that ZANU is always contested everywhere.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. So, Mr. Charumbira, in terms of what Mr. Hanana is saying, can you react to his remarks just briefly?
Yes, thank you very much. Well, I think it's the rhetoric, but what we said is very simple. You cannot travel to a country where you are banned, and somebody say you have to go there because you are being unfair to the other political party. You know what? Politics is a game. It's a game, whatever you want. It's not a church service. Politics is a game where you use your win because of your brain. If you win because you have used this technique, if it works, then you become a winner. So in terms of our campaigning, it's very simple. If the sanctions are removed to some of our leaders, our officials, who we need to have them on the campaign trail, then let it be. If the sanctions are still there, there won't be no diaspora vote, and it's as simple as that. That's what I can say.
But Vajarimbira,
can I quickly ask a question, Mr. Dube?
Go ahead, very briefly. Yes.
I want to ask Mr. Charumbira, where is he based, and is he affected? Is there any country where he himself as an individual is banned and he cannot go and campaign in the event that there is a diaspora vote in that particular country?
Mr. Charumbira?
Sorry, I can't waste my time answering that question. It's a simple question.
Okay. So let's go for it, Mr. Wadi.
I wanted to just to go on with Mr. Charumbira. Sandangan tinyatso taurira na ipapa pandiso kuti nyayama sanctions yaka dongo zowia Zimbabwe yava independent kudara. Zino nyaya yekuti zvizvarwa zveZimbabwe hazvina kugara zvambopiwa mukana wekuvhota yakagara iripo pasati pamva nenyaya yamasanctions. Asi mataura yanyu zvamataura izvozvo tazvinzwa, asi ndachikuti kuda pamwe mungangowanawo mukana wokunyatsofunga kuti papapa zvizvarwa zveZimbabwe zviri kunze kwenyika zvinodavo mukana wekuvhota, hazvinena masanctions nokuti zvakagara zvakadaro kubva paindependence.
Aya, ipapo ndine mivawa, ndosaka ndati ini, kana nesu kuno, ndatombotaura ndikati neniwo ndakatolobva pamasanctions. Muna 2018, 2019 president, havana kuzouya kuUN nenyaya yeCOVID. But we've been lobbying for diaspora vote But we came to an understanding yokuti diaspora vote inofana kana ichitwa diaspora vote haifani kuitwa ku America chete. Ino kana tangoti mwana wese ari ku Zimbabwe diaspora kuri kuti munhu woga woga asina kutsika soka dzake munyika ye Zimbabwe kukoko kwaari ndo inonzi diaspora vote unenge aifana kuva nekodzero yekuvhota. Saka kana tikati isisu vari ku UK ndo kune accessibility yedu yokuti vavhote, ko vari ku America vanoita sei? Ko vamwe vari kune mamwe small islands nekune kwese kwese vanoita sei? Mari yokuti titravele tichinda ikoko hatina. Yema logistics acho hapana at the moment. Why? It is because nyika yedu haifanzi kutrade freely nenyaya yemasanction. Everything inodzokera kumasanction whether munhu anozvida kana kuti haazvidi. Data tisina masanction taide tisina chokushandisa as a government kana separtner zanupiyefu chokuti tingataura kuti hatikwanisi kuita diaspora vote. Zviri pachena wani kuti hatibvumidzwe maofficials ezanupiyefu haabvumidzwe kutravela kuenda kune dzimwe nyika. Bhajeti yacho yezimbabwe hatina haikwani nenyaya yekuti inyaya yemasanction. Saka zviri simple nendoda kuti unovhota wasi ndakutongoti ndakutongoenda kumusha kunovhota. Ndozvoka zvandingangokwanisa ndii. Saka kana munhu achida kunovhota ngatiindei kuzimbabwe. Let me encourage vanhu vese vari kudiaspora vote ngatitenge matiketi yedu wave kuti almost close to a year from now ngatitenge matiketi yedu tinovhota kuzimbabwe.
Thank you very much. I think we've got a caller.
Tatenda chaizvo vacharubira. Tine mutereri ari pafoni. Makadi nenyu?
Makapinda here.
Aiwa, tiri nani? Tipewo pfungwa dzenyu. Tiri kutaura nani?
Ndiri kutaura na Cloud pa Cape Town.
Oh, okay. Tipewo pfungwa dzenyu.
Yes. Ndiri kuona kuti President Chamisa watora Zimbabwe yose. Uye ZANU-PF kune vari kudiaspora sesu tiri kuna na Cape Town nevamwe vari kuna na Botswana nevamwe vari kuna na Mozambique nevamwe vari kunzvimbo dzese vari kutya kuti vakandoti vanhu vese vavo vakaenda kundovhotera kwavari ikoko ende ZANU-PF iri kuzondoluza zvekuti haigoni kuwana kana chimwe chimwe. Saka iyoyo point vari kuti havari kuchema kuti hatina mari yekuti tiende ikoko but mari yavari kutambisa yakawandisa. Mari yavari kuwana mumagold mamaini yese vari kudya yese vari kungovera nemhuri dzavo ikoko. Zimbabwe yese iri kutambura. Saka tiri kuti isusu sevanhu wezimbabwe kana zvakadaro vachitora mari vachita mhomwe dzavo isusu tinoendepi?
Ya ndoda kubvunzai pane zvamataura musati maenderera mberi. Ya, musati maenderera mberi, matimi vanotya kuti vanhu vari kunze kwenyika vakakwanisa kuvhota vanovhotera rimwe bato risiri ZANU-PF. Chinokupai pfungwa dzekuti vanhu vari kudiaspora vanovhotera bato rinopikisa chii?
Munoona kuti munhu wese ari diaspora ndide akabva Zimbabwe kutiza nhamo kutsvaga chekuriritira. MuZimbabwe hamuna basa. MuZimbabwe ikozvino zvikakwira izvo zvizviri nguva yetirino ukakwira zvupuku unogona kupatira wavo kumusangano wezanupf. They force people kuenda musangano kwavo. Hawasi kuita vanhu nechido. Munhu haazviuriri nemwoyo wake but vari kumanipidza vanhu. Iko zvino izvi kufamba masingo road makomba bedzi but vari kuti tiri kugadzira nyika. Tiri kugadzira nyika 42 years vari pachigaro hapana chavari kubuda but vari kuti vari kungoramba bedzi vachiti nyika tinogadzisa tichazodai tichazodai kupromisa kwezvinhu zvisingazoitiki. Iko zvinezvi tatokura takutopindawo mu 33 years hapana chiri kubuda takangokura chingozwa hatingozivi kana payslip kutozivira kunzvimbo tasanasa tapuza kwatiri kuno.
Yes, go ahead, Mr. Vusango, just respond to what he said.
Yes, I think and this is Mkomanao, your brother, Yangu, Mina Wangu, and this is Adam Kara, Zimbabwe, Ipi. Kana Yajara, Rodi, South Africa, Wakapesra, Kavana Mori, the Paka Gazi, Manipas Naga, Pakaku, and the Papi. I think Zaka Shata, Kutikanachi, Sakanaka, Mukaka, Urungu Munyu, Pajkaranga Chil. I wish I could say it in the village. You cannot put salt in the milk. What is good is good. The president has been doing awesome work fixing the country. Nyika yedu yanga iri behind so many years. Vamangwa ya Smith, marodzi edu anga asati atombobatwa. Saka let's politicize. Pano politicize nyika. Where there is no need, let's not do that. Let's not waste time. If you want to vote for MDC or CCC, go ahead and vote for them. Where have you seen a Zupco bus carrying people who are going home to a political party? That's rhetoric. That is out of this world. You can't speak like that, and you can't fool Zimbabweans like that. That's very idiotic. Thank you.
No insults, please. No. Mr. Cloud, yeah. Can you react to that? What do you Cloud?
Apana chawar kuita kuhoni. Kadhafika yonji marodi yeti makumbo. Ukafamba le mota, ukatinga mota yako nasi, ukafamba imo mopo ngemezi. Wadoto tinja, kusima show. Kadhafika yonji, rodi yaga nakari, nige yaga nakari, paka dara. Muna mariko jezi, mariko kukira, zikuti dora jezi yara uchinga, 200 something, bond. Ukafamba le pipa bezi, kana wati begire mahani.
Tisatenda mberi ndio andishita kuti tikumbiro rilegerero pana mago mashoko abuda panapa panapa chodangweta hurukuro pamusoro pezviri kuitika maerana nenyaya dzesarudzo dziri kuuya haisiri nyaya yekuchukana saka tiki choda kutingo kurukura saka sora hako ipapo duve
let's go to Mr. Anana. Thank you so much for that caller, and I think he's sparking a little bit of debate there. So Baba Anana, you know your last word and giving us a little bit of an insight of what ZAPU is promising, you know, if ever their candidates are elected. Just briefly, 1 minute, then we'll go to others.
Okay, no, when our candidates are elected, I think we are going to be pushing for resolution of certain issues, particular development, and many other region-specific issues that are going to be raised by the people from the region where our candidates will win. Because what ZAPU believes, we believe in issue-specific politics where people region by region, they're able to raise their own issues, and the issues are debated in parliament, leading to the creation of laws that are people-friendly at all levels. But also, just as a matter of conclusion, I want to say to my brother, I asked him a simple question, if he is banned from traveling to any country, he refused to respond, and he says he can't answer because that is a simple question. This is the problem that we have. I wanted to point to him to say if the ZANU-PF really wanted to get things done, they would have done it, because there are many other members that are not under the sanctions list. What we have lacked as a country is political will to get certain things done. So as ZAP, what we are going to bring to the table is political will to solve issues regardless of how problematic they are. And I'll appeal to him to say, as ZANU, if only they could try and be sympathetic to the people that have suffered for all these years, and try at least to consider them when they make that decision. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Mr. Charumira, your last word.
Thank you very much. And not in the school. I think chandoda angora machikurudzira ndechekuti kune vese vakaterera vachazoenda kumamwe mabaya election rallies, kune vachanovhota, kune vari kudiaspora vari kushuvira kuvhota, Zimbabwe ingori one. Zvimwe zvatinoita zvino contribute to nothing, asi kana tida real change, real change inongouya chete kana vanhu vaita zvavanenge vachi kunga zvinovapa change. Ende pari zvino vanhu ngavaende register kuvhota, vavhotere political party yavanoda. Isiri kukurudzira vanhu vese kuti endai munovhotera ZANU-PF party iri kunza development.
Thank you very much. On that note, we wish to end our show today. We wish to thank Ellen Sheriatenga, Citizens Coalition for Change, Mtulisi Anana, ZAPU, and Regis Busangu Charumbira, ZANU-PF. Signing off from Washington, D.C., this is Gibbs Tube saying good night.
Chosangana Sondorinoya, Indinita Nono Kawande.